Hello?
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Ashanti. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on my bank account that I did not make through you guys.
Yes, sir. Can I please get your zip code?
16841.
Okay, and may I please have your first name, sir?
Pardon me?
May I please have your first name?
Timothy.
Thank you. You said Timothy?
Yes.
Okay, and you said your zip code is 16841?
That is correct.
I'm not finding an account. What's your last name, sir?
Lucas, L-U-C-A-S.
Okay. Let me try it this way. Okay, it's under Tim Lucas.
Okay, Tim Lucas.
Can't you verify your address for me?
919 Marsh Creek Road, Howard, Pennsylvania, 16841.
Thank you. Just a moment while your account load up. I'm still here, sir. I'm just waiting on it to load up.
Okay. No problem. It's time to go.
Oh, I
I'm still here, sir. I'm still waiting.
Okay.
Okay, sir, I see that you entered a sweepstakes for a bag.
Yes, $5.74. I made that payment, but the other payment through you guys, I have no idea what it's for. It's for $67.32, and I'd like that refunded.
Okay, sir. Once you entered the sweepstakes for the bag, you had 7 days to cancel the trial, or it was going to keep charging you. And what it does, it automatically enrolls you in the memberships, and it'll take out bigger amounts for you in the drawing, and it'll give you a better chance at winning.
I want to cancel that.
You want to cancel?
I want my money refunded. Yeah.
All sales are final, sir.
Well, I don't want no reoccurring charges.
I'm going to cancel the account for you.
And will I get my $67.32 refunded?
No, sir. All sales are final.
Well, I disputed that charge already, so through my bank. So you guys will get notice.
Okay, sir. If you do notify, well, you said you already notified your bank?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
that
sir.
It's a fraudulent charge.
Okay, sir, what we can do is you can call your bank back and get them to drop the dispute, because if what's going to happen is they're going to look and they're going to read the terms and the conditions, and they're going to see that everything is final and it's a valid charge. And what they're going to do, they're going to give you a credit, but once they find out it's a valid charge, they're going to take that credit back out of your account. So what I can do is offer you a 35% refund.
A what?
What I can do is offer you a 35% refund back.
And then that'll be it? I won't get no more charges?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer. But first you have to call your bank and get them to drop the dispute and give us a call. Then call us back and we will refund you.
I will call the bank, but I'm not calling you back because it was hard to get through to you anyway.
Okay, well, just call your bank. Once they call us, we'll refund 35%.
Why would my bank call you?
Because we have to talk to them about the dispute to make sure that it's dropped. We can't just refund you. You said that your bank is going to dispute it because you could be still getting the money from your bank and from us.
Well, you're not going to get no more money from my card because I already canceled the card. Or it's going to be canceled.
Okay.
So you can't refund it to that card anyway.
Okay. Yes, sir, I understand. But your membership is canceled. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, hold on a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, your cancellation number is C as in cat 26313-7857.
7587. Let me read that back to you. C 26313-7578 or 87.
7857.
7857. Okay, I got it.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.